We're up to page 540. Simin Tav Hey Siva Siif Vav. Again, page 540. Simin Tav Hey Siif Vav. Top of the page. Nisanuhu Oydek Chavim Chutz Litchom B'dir Oy B'sahar U'mo'ara. If a person was taken by a non-Jew, we mentioned a policeman comes, an officer comes and takes the Jew outside of his tchum. He transports him to a deer. Deer is an area where animals are enclosed. A corral. Oy be sahar. Sahar is a prison. Umaro or a cave. Oy be ir acheres. Mukef eschem oladiru. Or another city that is surrounded by a wall. Oy shenenas b'sha ones. Or let's say the person, for whatever reason, he had some accident. He had an excuse why he had to travel outside the tchum. It was an accident, he was going for a nice Shabbos stroll, and there was a sign that misled him, and he went outside the tchum, and he entered one of these enclosures, the niskar, and now he realizes that he's outside the tchum, but he is within an enclosure of four walls. What is the law? Mahalech is kulo. This just goes back to what we learned before. This halacha is basic yisod of what we've been mentioning in the previous seifim. So the rule is, since you find yourself in an enclosure of four walls, that will serve as your dalid amos. It's an expanded virtual dalid amos. Generally speaking, if a person finds himself outside the tchum, he's not allowed to walk more than dalid amos. But if the area outside the tchum that you find yourself has walls, any type of walls, whether it's the wall of a city, the walls of a house, the walls of a prison, the walls of a deer, then you're allowed to walk more than dalid amos. Avam yatzeh chutz l'tchum lo das. But let's say a person walks through the tchum willingly, he's amazed, he's an avarion, he's a sinner, and he doesn't care about the laws of Shabbos, and he walks outside the tchum, and now he comes into a nice big hotel, and there are big walls, so is he allowed to walk more than dalid amos? No. This is a very interesting halacha. Person is amazed, he doesn't care for the halacha, he leaves his tchum, he arrives at his new destination, and then he has charata. He has charata, he does tshuva. What did I do? How could I have sinned and deliberately left my tchum? I want to do tshuva. You want to do tshuva? You're outside the tchum, you're not allowed to walk more than dalid amos for the remainder of Shabbos. But why? I'm inside four walls, I'm inside a nice hotel lobby, why can't I go walk more than dalid amos? No, you're outside the tchum. Even though you're within the four walls, you've left bedas, you're not allowed to walk more than dalid amos, it's a punishment. Okay, now there's one important thing over here the Mishnah Mudras points out, even you don't have to have real walls, even walls of an Erev. In other words, let's say you're living in a bungalow colony. You're living in a bungalow, and you travel on Shabbos outside the tchum of your bungalow colony, and you arrive in a new bungalow colony. And in that new bungalow colony, there is an eruv. So they're not real walls. It's just a whole bunch of strings. There's a lechi and a tzuras haPesach. Is a tzuras haPesach that surrounds an area considered to be walls for the halacha of being allowed to walk the entire width and length where you left by accident or due to an oinus or a guy brought you there against your will? The answer is yes. You don't have to have real physical walls. Even walls that are halachic walls are considered to be an enclosure, and you're allowed to walk up and down the entire width and length of this new enclosure. Let's see that inside Mem Chof Beis, Sif Kad Chof Beis, Mukef Eschem Aladira, Ti Al Yidei Zeh HaHove Kirishus Hayachit. Going in the case of a person he left the tchum by accident or for a good reason, or a guy forced him outside his tchum, and you come into a new enclosure, you're allowed to walk the entire width and length of your new enclosure. For who adin la'ayaro she'ein mukafas chayma. Let's say you have a city that does not have a real wall, but v'yesh bohen tikunei eruvin. It has an eruv. Erev meaning a tzuras haPesach, strings, just fishing strings that surround the entire colony with poles. Uchimoy shokasamnu el b'sim tov aleph b'mishnah bura ayin sham v'dadhu adin im heviuhu akam b'sfina. Sending little supplies that you brought by a boat. This goes basically if you're taken by a boat and you come into a city, you must make sure that the city comes within the walls of the city. The port is enclosed within walls. If the port is not enclosed in walls, it's open on one side, then you're not necessarily allowed to walk more than Dal Ramos, unless it's very steep. The sea bed is very steep, which forms a halachic wall along the sea floor. Havuadin im heviyakum besfina. Gam kein inemutulah aviatzma lot seis menasfina im hiomedes lamata measara. If the boat is now lamata measara, because now you're outside your tchum. Elim kein kishenichnas sasfina besech hekif mechitza soir. The yeshem dafilu imo irinim mukafetz bemechitzas mitzad matnamol. Even if the city is only enclosed on three sides, the fourth side, which open to the water, to the ocean, to the river, is completely open, so you don't have a wall on that side. If the water is very deep and you have a very steep slope going into the seabed, that can serve as a halachic fourth wall, which will allow you to walk the entire width and length of the city after the boat enters the port. These halachas are more nogea, other the halachas of Erevin back in the beginning of this chelik of the Shavua. Let's go further in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, let's go to Zion. Mi shefliga sfina sabayam. Mahalaches, a person whose ship has set sail on sea, are you allowed to walk on the ship more than Dalit Amos? Yes. Hoyel v'shavas ba'avir mechitzois. So we're dealing with a boat that has walls. Okay, nice, big ship, an ocean liner, has four walls. So even though the ship now has left the tchum, let's understand what has happened. The ship has left the tchum. The ship starts out before Shabbos. It's docked, and then the ship sets sail on Shabbos. And the ship, let's make it very simple. It's now Shabbos afternoon. The ship comes and they're in the middle of the ocean, middle of nowhere, middle of a river, an ocean, a river, whatever it is. And they lower the anchor, and they're not going anywhere. You at this moment in time find yourself outside the tchum. Are you allowed to walk the entire width and length of the boat? The answer is yes, because the entire being of the boat is surrounded with four walls. We're dealing with a boat. What?
Standing four walls on a ship.
The
hull, the railings, no? I mean, the railings.
Everything. The walls of the ship are 10 tefachim deep. What?
Most ships aren't rectangular or square.
So let's assume we are dealing with a boat that has at least a railing. You shouldn't fall over the boat. That will serve as a wall. 10 tefachim is not very high. Most boats are not flat. The what does the army have? Those where the planes land. What are they called?
Carriers.
On the carriers, even on the carriers, I imagine there's a railing along the end. No one should fall off. I don't know. What? Not necessarily. Okay, but the average ship is not a navy carrier. The average ship has some type of walls along the edge of the ship to prevent people from falling off. I imagine. I would imagine.
Are you talking on the deck? Not,
yes.
Below
it does. Once there are railing on the deck, that railing can serve as a mechitza for the entire ship. That does serve for the entire ship. We're dealing here with a ship that does have four. That does have four walls. Okay, whatever the case is, it is. But let's just put that aside. Mi shefligos finosa bayam, mahalech eskula hoil v'shavas ba'avir mechitzos. You have rested in the avir of the mechitzos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Chavav. Chavav, mi shefligos, mari shebo be'erv Shabbos, samuch l'chashech l'nom el mokam, shasfino goshesh eshlamata me'asar tfachim. V'hoye b'dayte lot seis min asfino v'lichnas l'iyev v'nimsa shakonu shvisa bayabasha. When Shabbos began, you were within the 10 tefachim from the water. When Shabbos began, you were docked at port, and therefore you were kind of shvisa at that location. Our example of island number one. You're in the Caribbean, and you're holding an island number one, and the ship is docked. You were kind of shvisa along island number one, and now comes along a strong wind and caused the boat to set sail. It goes out into the sea, and now you find yourself on Shabbos, middle of Shabbos, Shabbos night, Shabbos day, more than 2,000 amos away from where you were kind of shvisa when Shabbos began. And now, if the ship is is in deep water, then you have no problem whatsoever. Because if the ship now is out in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of a river, in deep water, more than 10 tefachim above the ground, then ain't chumin l'mala me'asur. That's what we learned a few days ago. If you're higher than 10 tefachim above the ground, there's no tchum. If it's not l'digla in midbar, there's nothing to worry about. There's no issue. You can walk all you want, because you're walking, basically, you're walking in the air. You're above 10 tefachim from the ground. But that's not the case here. The case here is now it's the middle of Shabbos, and you are docked. You are docked, or the ship is floating and anchored in shallow water where there's less than 10 tefachim from where you are and the ground. So now you are in trouble because you are outside your tchum. You start out in island number one, and now you're 10 miles away, in the middle of the ocean, and along shallow water, less than 10 tefachim, you're outside the tchum. What's the law? You're still on the boat. Am I allowed to walk on the boat more than Dalet Amos? So the answer is, of course you can walk more than Dalet Amos, because the boat has four walls. Assuming the boat does have four walls. It's an ocean liner. So now, it goes without saying, you're not to leave the boat. If the boat now, let's say, docks in island number 5, 10 miles away, that we learned yesterday, it goes out saying you're not allowed to leave the boat because you only let, since you're outside the tchum, you may not go more than Dalet Amos. But the point that we're making over here in the Mechaber is, nevertheless, on the boat itself, you can travel the width and length. Why? Being that there are walls on the boat, next Mishnah Berurah, Mahalich Eskula Afilu Kishil Medes. Now, but what's going to happen? Now we go to Chof Ches. Okay, Hoyle, why? Let's see Chof Ches. Hoyle V'Shava Aspeav Mechitzos Haloshin Megumgum. This expression doesn't really make any sense. Something over doesn't make sense. V'Lav Davka T'Lefiyam Avor Leil Siv. It's not because you were kind of Shvitz in the Mechitzos. That's not the issue. The issue over here is that right now you find yourself outside the Tchum and you find yourself within Mechitzos. That's the only issue. So this over here, these three words of the Mechaber are misleading. That's not the issue. It's not because you were Shavas in the ear of the Mechitzos. The reason why you can walk the width and length of the boat is because right now you're within Mechitzos. Even if you were not Koine Shvisa within these Mechitzos, you would be allowed to walk the entire width and length of these Mechitzos when you find yourself outside the Tchum. So the Mishnah just points out that over here there must have been some corruption of text how this got into the Mechaber. Next, when it says here in the Mishnah Mechaber the words "Hovah Shavas Biaver," the Ikar Kavan is "Hoyel V'Chu Be'aver Mechitzos La'Fukei Kishen Niftach Uchdim Sayim." The main point is that the reason why you're allowed at this moment in time to walk the entire width and length of the boat is because right now you are within Mechitzos. Review: if you take the words of the Mechaber here literally, you would be misled. You would think the only reason why you're allowed in this situation to travel, to walk the entire boat, is because you were within the walls of this boat when Shabbos began. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not true. That's not the issue. Because even if you were not within the walls of this boat when Shabbos began, let's say you were within the walls of, you were somewhere else, and a guy went and forced you to go into these walls, and these walls happened to be more than 2,000 amos away from where you were kohen shvisa, you would also be permitted to travel the entire width and length of this new rishos, because it has walls. That's why. So when it says here in the Mechaber, Hoyel v'shavas ba'avir, don't take those words literally. What he just means to say is that since right now, this moment in time, you find yourself outside your tchum, and the place where you find yourself at this moment in time is a place that has four walls, mimeli, you're allowed to walk up and down the entire width and length. Now, but here's the next chiddush, new halacha. This is something we have not yet learned, and this is something which is discussed in the Gemara pretty often. V'yim nifchasu dofnei slina b'shabes. What happens if you're on an aircraft carrier? Okay, let's assume that the aircraft carriers do not have walls. There are no walls, let's assume. And there's, let's say, maybe they're very steep. probably, I'm sure you'll find the lamash, a reason why an aircraft carrier is called a Rishus HaYachid, even if there are no walls along the edge, because it's probably very tall, and you have good asik and good aches and so on and so forth. It's like a city. What?
Is walls from the ocean up?
No, the ocean there, we don't consider those to be walls. Because yeah. From where the ocean started?
The aircraft carrier is in the ocean.
Right.
So from where the water is.
Yeah.
To where the.
Because the walls are because the wall, like they're probably five stories. It's probably like a city, like a skyscraper. Exactly.
50.
That's why it's not a good example. So we're dealing over here with a flat barge.
You're talking about a ramp.
Right. Just a flat thing lying. That's what right. Anyway, right. We didn't have a just a
raft is not going to be 2,000. No.
No, the raft was took you more than 2,000 amas away.
Yeah, but I mean, basically the raft is going to be dollar amas.
So let's discuss a large raft. It's a very large raft.
Right.
A very large raft, which is going to be, let's say, 20 amas by 20 amas. That's not so far-fetched. A barge, right? A very large raft, 20 amas by 20 amas, does not have dimensions of 10 tefachim. It's not 10 tefachim deep. So just something flat floating on the water. And when Shabbos began, you were docked within 10 tefachim from the ground. And then the rope broke. And now you wake up in the middle of the night, and lo and behold, you're 10 miles out into the middle of the ocean, lying on this flat raft. The question is, are you allowed to walk up and down the entire width and length of this barge? So the answer is depends. What does it depend on? V'yim nifchatu dofne svina b'shabes. Whatever the case is, you don't have halachic walls on this ship. That's not our discussion here. We just accept that as a fact. There are no halachic walls. And you are currently outside the tchum. Imhi mehalachas. And let's assume also that it's shallow water. You're less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Because if you're more than 10 tefachim from the ground, it's no issue. You're not in chum l'malam yasar, you can do whatever you want. But here you are less than 10 tefachim from the ground. You are more than 2,000 amos from where you've started from. And on this ship, you don't have halachic walls. What are you going to do now? Are you allowed to walk up and down the entire width and length? Or are you limited to a restricted area for dalet amos by dalet amos? So it depends. If this little raft is in movement, it's moving, it's constantly traveling, then you're allowed to walk the entire width and length. Because at every given moment in time, you get for yourself a new dalet amos. We don't look at you to be resting on the raft, we look at you to be resting on the ground below. And since every single moment you're moving from one location to another location, at every single moment in time you are requiring a new box of dalet amos. But if this raft is stationary, it's been anchored, it's not moving, then you're only allowed to carry on this walk, on this raft, not more than a box of dalet amos. So im hi mehalechas, if this raft is in motion, mehalech es kula. Why? Let's look at lamed. Mehalechas divim haleches lo shaych lo mar diyotze me arba amos shaloi behalicha. You can't say that you're leaving dalet amos. The bechol shoha every single moment oy made be arba amos acherim. Every single moment you're moving to a different dalet amos. This svina neitaltoi tamid me arba amos avli arba amos acherim. Every single moment the ship, this raft, is taking you into a new dalet amos because it's constantly moving. So again, let's review. A person starts out Shabbos in one location, less than 10 tefachim from the ground. He's koine shvisa. Shabbos begins. This raft begins to move out into the waters, and it travels on Shabbos much more than 2,000 amos. You wake up Shabbos morning, and now you realize you're more than 2,000 amos from where you started. And the water that you find yourself in is shallow water. It's less than 10 tefachim. That means you're outside the tchum. You're within 10 tefachim from the ground, and you're outside your original tchum of 2,000 amos. What are you to do? Are you allowed to walk on this raft the entire width and length, which is more than a box of dalet by dalet? So the end. answer is it depends. If it's in motion, the raft is moving, so every single moment in time you are getting for yourself a new box of Dalet Amos. Because you look at you, it's as if you're attached to the ground, and since every moment you're being taken to a new Dalet Amos, you're always getting a new Dalet Amos. So wherever you find yourself at any given moment in time, you're allowed to walk Dalet Amos, and once you take one step in that new direction, you're now in a new location because it's moved. You now have a new box of Dalet Amos, and you can keep on moving infinitely. Yeah.
What if you're moving faster than the
Then you're right. Then you're not allowed to. Excellent. And if you're moving faster than the Dalet Amos takes, then you're not allowed to. You're right. This assuming that you're moving, that when you walk, it goes with you at least the same speed as how fast you can walk. Absolutely. But what happens if the raft is docked, it's not moving? Then you're not allowed to travel more than Dalet Amos, because this boat that we're discussing at this moment in time does not have halachic walls.
What about moving sidewalk?
Say, I guess it would be the same thing. A moving sidewalk, let's see, a moving sidewalk, you're outside the tchum. If you are outside the tchum and you come to that airport thing, it's long, you're moving sidewalk. So, L'chara, yeah, it's the same thing. Every moment in time you've been taken to a new Dalet Amos, so you can walk the entire thing. L'chara should make a difference.
Sure.
Why should the difference between a raft floating on water and if the sidewalk is moving? L'chara should be the same thing. Modern day application. No, so he's saying it's really the same exact thing. You're allowed to walk on the moving sidewalk. You're allowed to walk more than Dalet Amos on the moving sidewalk. Assume, yeah.
Let's get started with the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You get stuck in an airport.
Yeah.
You can hardly move.
Are you Amish restricted to your Dalet Amos?
No, you're not. That's the case
of
yes. Being that the airport has four walls, you can walk the entire airport. If you start out Shabbos in airport, let's say in one city, this is no halacha l'maaseh. Let's say when Shabbos begins, you're on a plane.
Sorry, Avraham Fried came off an airline, came off late. It was already past Shkia Friday night. He said he had to sit there wherever he was sitting. It was kind of
outside the tchum. So let me give you different scenarios. Let's say you're in air. It has happened. Let's say you're in the sky when Shabbos begins. If you're in the sky when Shabbos begins, you're not kind of shvisa. So you're first going to be kind of shvisa when the plane lands.
And that's what. Okay, so you
can't. So now the plane lands, so you're kind of shvisa. Where are you kind of shvisa? In the airport. Now the problem is the airport. Many airports are in isolated areas, mm-hmm. and 2,000 amos is not very much. And once you leave the airport, you're going from the airport. I don't know about LaGuardia. LaGuardia is pretty close to civilization, but JFK not necessarily. Even LaGuardia, it's a big open. Very big over 2,000 amos is not a lot. It's 3/4 of a mile.
If you walk straight out, it's invisible.
What?
If you don't,
even where the airplane lands.
But it's going to go into the.
The plane's going to take you, but L'chaira, you're kind of shvisa when the plane lands. When the plane lands, that's where the plane is coming within 10 tefachim from the ground.
Not when it comes to a stop?
No, not when it comes to a stop. When you come within 10 tefachim from the ground, that location is where you're kind of shvisa. Now the truth is, the whole airport is fenced. The runway is all fenced in. I'm sure it's fenced in, especially after 9/11.
Yeah, more than 8,000 miles before the plane stops taxiing.
Yeah, but once the whole area is enclosed... Isn't closed, so
yeah.
I don't know the details. But let's discuss the case where you're out of town. Let's stay with this case. So the plane lands. So when Shabbos began, you were in midair. So you were not kind of shvisa when the plane was in flight. When the plane lands, that's where you're kind of shvisa. You have to figure out what is called the city, what is called your makam shvisa, and from there, wherever that area is, it can very well be the entire airport is enclosed, is considered to be your Dalet Amos. Your tchum will then go 2,000 amos outside of that. And if the airport is located within a civilized area, within the city, so then you have no problem. You have the whole city, plus outside the city, you can travel another 2,000 amos. But what happens if when Shabbos begins, it's Friday afternoon, and you're sitting in and you're on the airplane in another airport because there was a storm? Right, you got on the plane Friday morning. You were supposed to arrive home by 12 o'clock, and then some crazy story happened, and then they were flying, and there was a delay, and they landed in some airport. And now it's 6 o'clock, and Shabbos begins at 6 o'clock. And 6 o'clock, you're sitting on an airport in some city far away. That's where you're kind of shvisa, and they're not letting you off the plane. No one's getting off the plane. And now it's 7 o'clock, the plane takes off. And it goes from city A to city B. And you arrive in city B at 9 o'clock at night. Now you're outside your original tchum. You were kind of your shvisa in city number 1, city A, 6 o'clock, because that's where you were. The plane took off. The plane clearly flew over a place where it took you from more than 2,000 kilometers over an area where there's no one is living. So you've clearly left your tchum. And now the plane arrives in city B. And let's assume city B is not New York City. Okay, it's someplace out of town, a little small airport. You now are outside the tchum. And when they'll bring you into the airport lobby, you're not allowed to leave the airport lobby. The airport lobby is considered to be your Dalet Amos, and you're not given 2,000 Amos from outside of the airport lobby. You're only given Dalet Amos because you're outside your tchum. If you were in mid-air at the time when Shabbos began, and then you would land. So now you first kind of shvisa here. The airport is your Dalet Amos, and you get an additional 2,000 Amos. But if you were resting somewhere else when Shabbos began in a different airport, and then they took off and they brought you to a new airport on Shabbos, and you land. So now you're outside your tchum, and you now let it go more than Dalet Amos. And the enclosure you find yourself in is considered to be your Dalet Amos. You're not allowed to walk more, you're not allowed to leave that area, that isolated area. So let's finish up the simon, and okay, we'll stop here with this. Let's just see where we're up to. This is a technical detail. This point that many ships in the time of the Ramah did not have walls. Some parts did have walls and some part of the ship did not. So the front typically would not have a halachic wall and the center would have a halachic wall. So what he's just saying here is that if the center of the ship did have halachic walls, even though the front tapers off, it's okay. You can be makel, I guess, I don't know the exact details, and you can say that Chaykin L'Hashlem, at the point where it begins to taper, we view that part as if it's cut off, and you have a halachic wall in the front. So the part where you are living does have four walls, and therefore you can walk up and down the entire width and length of that section of the ship. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, we'll stop. Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. So the ship is deep in the center. And in the front of the ship, it tapers to a point in the front of the ship like small ships. It's considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. Oh, but where is the fourth wall? The front does not have a wall. It comes to a point. We view the front as an extension of the center, as the whole of a Rishus HaYachid. The Rishus HaYachid who? Chtelel b'simen shin mem hei. Ve'afilu ein loy klal shagam bi'em tzisa ein loy makasara. Doesn't matter, as long as you can somehow find some lundis to view the center of the ship, to have some area where there is ten tfachim, by looking at it in a creative way, the thickness of the board of the ground, we're going to cut it off in a creative way in order to create walls. Okay, we'll stop with this. So we're up to Ches. We'll take a little break. We'll do Minhag and Dafyomi.